Marianne's Tan Room has violet and green-based spray tan solutions to suit all skin tones. Marianne can tailor the tan to suit anyone, male or female. All tans set in 2 to 3 hours and can last from 7 to 10 days. Pre-tan and post-tan care given to all clients to get the most out of your spray tan. Located in Mulgrave, southeast Melbourne, follow on socials or contact 0421 552 489. And if you tell Marianne that the post-credit show sent you, your first tan is only $30. Hello, nerds! Welcome back to the post-credit snack, your new bite-sized episodes. I'm your host, Loosh. I've got my boy Lockie over here, and we are here to talk about something huge.
Massive.
That went on last weekend.
Massive. Nom, 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 nom,
nom, nom, nom. This wasn't a snack. This was a freaking buffet. Mate,
this is the buffet at the Crown Casino.
Well, not at Crown Casino. I don't know if you know this, but Vegas is very well known for its buffets. Mm. And holy crap, CinemaCon 2024 served up a buffet that has, like, my mind is blown with, like, I've got 3 pages of stuff to talk about in 15 minutes to get through it. So shall we get straight to
Let's
it?
Let's just jump straight in, my
Mate,
friend.
Mate, you did a bit of research. What did you find out about CinemaCon this year?
So across the 3 days in LA, Vegas, there was a lot of news
Las
to come
Vegas.
Out. LA Vegas.
Las Vegas.
Yeah, LA Vegas.
LA is LA, you goon.
No, it's Las Vegas. But some massive movies.
Oh,
finally
monsters.
Dropped some trailers.
Yep.
More information's come out and whatnot. I'm just going to get off the mark here. Twister.
Twisters 2.
Twisters 2 has, yeah. So 28 years ago, I think the original was made.
Something like that, yeah.
So
I loved that movie. That was back at a time when disaster movies were so hot.
It was. It was Helen Hunt and Bill Paxton, who unfortunately is no longer with us. But
I remember when that movie came out and everyone's inside joke at school was, her name's not Helen Hunt, it's Helen.
Yeah, good job, guys.
Children.
So Twister's getting a sequel.
Guys, whatever's in there, it's big and it's moving fast. Drive.
Go, 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 go.
Little bit excited for that one. That was a nice, easy watch back in the day.
What else you got?
I've got Wicked.
The best way to bring folks together.
Something has changed within me.
Is to give them a real good anime.
You're green.
I am.
Yeah, 2 parts.
Yes.
They've broken it up into 2 parts.
Yes.
That was surprising. And yes. Apparently the footage looked so much better than what we've seen in the original trailers.
Yes.
So that's good.
So Ariana Grande is going to play a starring role in that.
I'm hoping that comes out and that it's an absolute banger because
yeah.
the musical deserves good treatment cinematically.
It certainly does. It certainly does. Now, this is a bit of a left field one here. There was talk on day one, I think it said, turning Monopoly into a movie.
And who's producing it?
Our girl, Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie is producing the Monopoly movie.
How the hell are they going to make that?
I don't know, but I want to see Margot Robbie in a moustache and a top hat dancing around Monopoly board.
I just don't know how they're going to make that. But we spoke about that on a previous episode, that we didn't know how they were going to make Barbie.
And here we are sitting here a year and a half later,
mm-hmm.
and thinking, how the hell did Barbie not win any Oscars?
I 100% agree, my friend.
Did you hear about John Wick's Ballerina?
Yes, with Ana de Armas.
And a cameo with Keanu in it as well.
Yep.
That's going to be exciting.
Yes.
Alien Romulus. There was a new trailer that dropped for Alien Romulus, and apparently it was described as beautifully brutal.
Get it away.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. So that's exciting. A couple of weird ones. A couple of kind of like felt like they came left out of left field.
Yes.
Smile too. I don't know if you ever saw Smile, the first one with the, you know, you remember that movie that had the poster of the woman who had like the.
Oh yes, I remember that.
That was a creepy movie. I watched it. I actually really loved it. There's a second one, and it's coming out this year. It's coming out in October 18th this year. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yep.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
Yes.
May 10th.
Generations ago, apes and humans lived side by side.
Why do they hunt her?
She knows the human secrets.
You chose humans over apes.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Nor bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes in IMAX. Rated PG-13. Get tickets now.
And we got another trailer, but we also got 13 minutes of footage from the movie, and it was said to be beautiful and emotional.
Wow.
I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm keen. I love what they've done with it.
Yeah.
The latest three were all brilliant. Agreed. Yeah, I'm keen to go see that, definitely.
What else did you see?
Furiosa.
Yeah, George Miller. Okay. A lot of controversy about this movie. A lot of people sitting there going, oh, I don't know.
It just seems like the same as Mad Max Fury Road.
But over this weekend, the critics are saying that there was an expansion of that storytelling that has gotten people really excited. So
they needed something, because from what I saw, it's just a mimic of the previous one, which was brilliant, but I didn't see the need for another one. So
George Miller can do no wrong.
He knows what he's doing. So I'm going to trust him.
He's a Sydney boy. I'm going to trust him.
Yeah. Well, we've got our boy Chris Hemsworth in the lead role there.
Exactly.
So it's one we'll definitely go and have to see, my friend.
Bro, they are remaking Nosferatu. One of the original vampire movies. You remember that black and white old 1940-something with the vampire with the bald head and the two little teeth and the long thing? They are remaking that. Out this year.
Good on them.
So there was footage from that was shown this weekend as well, which kind of like, wow, I'd only just heard very recently that they were making. I didn't realize that they'd already gone into production.
Far out.
It looks creepy.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
It's not like Nicolas Cage playing Renfield.
No. So it's not Renfield. This is a real, like, Nosferatu is... Still to this day, people will go back and watch the old Nosferatu movie and be terrified by
Fantastic. I don't mind vampire movies, so I'll go and see that one with you. Beetlejuice.
Don't say it.
Not going to say it.
What did they show?
New extended trailer.
A new extended trailer.
Yes.
What's the general feedback?
It's positive.
Okay.
It is positive. Okay. As we did discuss on another previous episode, Johnny Depp will be in there somewhere.
Excellent.
I was looking for him, but I couldn't find him.
Yep.
I don't know where he is. So that's going to be...
Some interesting talk about that movie, because people... Obviously, Michael Keaton, who is an absolute legend and can do no wrong in my mind.
Yep.
The talk is obviously he has aged a fair bit since he originally did the movie. So
yeah, that's fair.
His version of Beetlejuice now, or Beetlegeist, now looks really off.
When I first watched it, there were differences there that you can very easily kind of pick out.
You can see that he's aged.
Yeah, but mate, name a movie that he hasn't been brilliant in.
Correct.
Besides maybe Herbie Fully Loaded.
You know what? You are allowed to be right sometimes too.
Yeah, Herbie Fully Loaded was a disaster. So I'm excited to see that. When I first heard that they were doing this sequel, I wasn't keen for it. I didn't think there was much of an audience, but the fans have spoken.
Mm.
They're keen, and they reckon it's going to be great. So we'll definitely go and, we'll have to see that as well. We're coming up with quite a list of movies this year. So what else have you got?
This is just insane. Trey Parker and Matt Stone.
Hang on.
So South Park,
yeah,
are working on a brand new musical, and they're doing it with the assistance of the great Kendrick Lamar.
You're joking.
And I don't know what the hell they're doing, but I'm here for it.
Well, you can even look at the original South Park, bigger, longer, and uncut film. You could actually look at that as a musical as well.
Yeah.
How many bangers came out of that?
Like, now, we don't know. This is the thing. We don't know if it's a South Park musical.
Oh, of course. Yeah, yeah.
But it's the guys who created South Park working on a musical with Kendrick freaking Lamar.
Their sense of humor is right up my alley.
I know.
So I am signing off on that. I'll camp at the front door, mate. I'm keen as mustard.
More camp than a row of pink tents over here.
That's sick. Oh,
M. Night Shyamalan came out on stage.
Yep.
And apparently there's three more movies of his coming out. So I don't know whether or not they're going to be tied to the same, I guess, loosely connected cinematic universe that he's creating.
Is that the Ninth Sense, the 12th Sense, and the 15th Sense?
No, I think it's going to be the 50 Sense, the 75 Sense, and the $1.
So what's old mate Shyamalan doing?
There's not a lot of information about what's coming out, but he's working on three apparently very big projects. So look, I actually think he's a great storyteller. Now, some people in Hollywood and some people outside of Hollywood, fans in particular, kind of make a bit of a joke about, M. Night Shyamalan. I think he's great.
Well, you go and speak to the actors that are in the boys' club kind of thing. They all want to be part of his movie.
Absolutely, they do.
Like, there would be a row of actors standing at the front of his office pleading with him to be in one of these three movies.
Now, interestingly enough, we got some new Deadpool X Wolverine footage.
When is it? It's coming out in May, isn't it?
It's like right around the corner. But there was also rumor that M. Night Shyamalan was involved in some way with that movie, because there's actually photos of him on set.
So that could be one of the three. It could be a...
I don't know if that's counted as one of the three, but really fascinating.
No, so meaning one of the three could be part of this new potentially universe.
I wouldn't be opposed to that.
Jesus Christ.
I would not be opposed to that. There is a Dark Phoenix movie with M. Night Shyamalan as the director.
Well, they need
Give me that.
Well, they need to fix it from the last one. That was a disaster. But how exciting is it to be where we are right now, to be living in 2024.
Minutes away.
Like, I cannot wait for Deadpool. We should just go, when the tickets come on sale, let's buy them now.
I think they're actually on sale in like 2 weeks.
Okay.
Trust and believe we're going to the opening night.
We're going midnight screening.
Absolutely.
Red carpet.
Absolutely.
Anyone out there.
And if no one's inviting us to the red carpet, I'll bring my own.
Yeah, we've got red chairs. We'll just rip up the upholstery off these and just roll it out.
Yep. Hey, they also announced and showed some footage of what I think is going to be a really remarkable documentary called Superman, the Christopher Reeve story.
That's going to be a tough one.
That's going to be a tearjerker. Apparently, there was not a dry eye in the house when they showed the footage.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say this very clearly. It is about damn time.
Well, yeah, it's been what? Oh, it's been at least 15
decades
since he passed.
Yeah,
right?
Man. Yeah. Like the tragedy of what went on with him.
That's the perfect word to put it.
There's no other way to describe it.
It was a polo accident, like, wasn't it?
Honestly, the tragedy of Christopher Reeve compares in my mind and my heart to the tragedy of Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's on par.
Yeah.
So
there's been a few out there.
I'm very interested in this, and I can't wait to see what it is. But, mate, it's time to talk about the main event.
Well, I've got one here that's right up. No, this is up there, though.
Go.
This is the pre-main event.
The pre.
Now, Transformers.
Yes.
And G.I. Joe.
Oh, my God.
Crossover film.
I feel like they telegraphed that in a post-credit scene in the last Transformers movie, actually.
I haven't seen it. I've given up on the Transformers.
Oh, no, dude. The Beast Wars movie? The Beast Wars Transformers movie?
The one on Binge? Is that
freaking
worth it?
Amazing. Okay, so good.
All right. Well, G.I. Joe.
Watch it.
Steven Summers directed the first two.
Yep.
He kind of butchered them.
Okay.
A bit. It needs to be redone.
See, I was never a fan of G.I. Joe as a kid, so I never really watched the movies.
G.I. Joe was one of mine.
Yeah, there you go.
I love G.I. Joe. So
you're playing G.I. Joe and I'm here watching Barbie.
Anyway. So, Transformers and G.I. Joe, crossover film. That was announced on, I think it was the third night.
That's exciting.
So that, for me, is huge. But this tops it all. This is the biggest snack of all time, this.
Mate, this is where the buffet comes in.
This is lobster mornay with Moreton Bay bugs and what else you got? Everything.
What we've got.
seafood buffet.
On the 22nd of November this year. Oh, this year.
Jesus. Quick.
Gladiator 2.
Bang.
Now, footage was shown, and I'm quoting here. In this footage, we saw
yes,
an entire buffet of fights.
Yep.
We saw man versus man. We saw group versus group. We saw man versus rhino. We saw group of men versus sharks. Yes,
Jesus.
That really happened.
Far.
But what we also saw is four incredible actors
yeah.
and their stories start to unfold before our eyes in Paul Mescal, Denzel Washington,
wow,
Joseph Quinn,
yep.
and Pedro Pascal.
Your boy.
Holy crap.
Man, the fact that Denzel's in this shows what kind of movie it's going to be, because he doesn't just accept anything willy-nilly, and he doesn't need the money. So for this
Ridley Scott doesn't yeah. make garbage. He doesn't.
He's made a few pretty ordinary
movies. I don't think he has.
Over the last 15 years.
I don't think he has.
But he has made some bangers. And this, I think, may be better than the first one.
Well, look, this is the thing. A lot of people were talking about, do we really need a sequel to potentially one of the greatest cinematic masterpieces of all time?
I agree.
And people went into CinemaCon going, no, we don't. But yep. we'll see what they've got. People came out of it going, when do tickets go on sale?
Yeah, and I think the trailer's released in, well, I think it's 2 or 3 weeks, they said.
Like, matter of weeks.
Yeah, so.
So we're going to get to see a lot of this very, very soon.
Well, we'll have to wait before we can comment, but I'm keen for it just because of the actors announced.
Joseph Quinn, like, he's gone from Stranger Things to all of a sudden he's in the Fantastic Four and he's in a Ridley Scott movie. Mm-hmm. Holy crap.
That's a trajectory that people dream of, my friend.
Oh, my God. The man's going to be a megastar.
Mm-hmm.
Mate, what a weekend it was.
Massive.
So much to digest there.
Yep.
I'm glad this was just a snack, because if this was any longer, I would need a bloody wheelbarrow to get my head out of the room.
Get a forklift to drag you out of the lunchroom, mate.
Mate, what a snack. What a weekend. So much content. I can't believe that there's that much coming out.
Yep,
2024 yep. has already served up some absolute monster hits, and I use that word on purpose.
Yes, you did. Well
but,
done.
Mate, 2024 is going to go down as one of the greatest years in content, so I can't wait.
Bring on May.
Bring on May. Bring on June. Bring on November. Bring on August. Bring on September. There's movies every single month, and it's just going to be crazy. But that's been us. We are the Post Credit Show. This is the Post Credit Snack. I'm Loosh. That's Lucky. Don't forget to say hi to your mum for me. Deuces.
Bye-bye.